Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints of God. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. And when we contend here, that means that someone is getting their spiritual can kicked up and down the broadcast. And today's person of interest is none other than Mr. Jensen Franklin, who is today, as most days, playing ostrich with his head stuck in the sand and his fanny up in the air, hiding from yours truly because, again, he knows that if anyone can expose him, it's me, Moses Henry Jones. The number here for Mr. Jensen Franklin to call, just in case, listen, it just may be that someone laid hands on him yesterday. It just may be that at one of his churches, because he's got seven campus churches, it just may be that someone laid hands on him and he got a spine of steel. So if he wants to call in the broadcast, the number here is area code 516-418-5978. So it just may be that Jensen Franklin got a miracle in church yesterday. Because we know that that yellow belly sapsucker, who's got a massive, a huge yellow streak running down his spine. It just may be that yesterday he got the miracle that he needed, and that means that he grew a spine. But listen, even if he has a spine of steel, he still needs another miracle. He needs a brain. See, he needs a brain. Maybe he got two miracles in one. Maybe when they laid hands on him, he got a brain and he got a spine of steel. Just in case, the number here is area code 516-418-5978. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we have been dissecting, we have been taking apart Jensen Franklin's sermon entitled Jezebel's Children, and he preached this sermon back in July of 2019. I only came across it recently, and that's why when I heard the first few minutes, I said, oh, this is, I gotta do a series on this. So now, I want everyone to turn to their outlines. If you want the free outlines that go along with this broadcast, you can get them by simply requesting them via email. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And I will send over an attachment to you. And when you open up the attachment, all you got to do is just look at this. Listen, you're going to have a wonderful series of outlines showing how I have taken apart Jensen Franklin's sermon and show you where all the error lies. So I want you to scroll down because this is broadcast number, this is part 16 in the series. We've done 15 shows prior to today. This is part 16, and you're looking for page number 50. You're gonna have to scroll down quite a bit. You gotta bypass 49 pages of outlines, because, like I said, for every one of these shows, we give you a nice outline so that you can follow me. In these outlines, I lay out all my arguments. I quote all my sources. There are footnotes on the bottom of each page. This way you can verify to see if I'm telling you the truth, because we want you to have your thinking cap on when you tune into this broadcast, and we want you to be a Berean. Don't take what any preacher says for granted. You verify. You vet every preacher. And you can surely vet me, because I invite you to scrutinize everything that I say. I personally invite you. So scroll down to page number 50. Now, the heading on top of page 50, the heading is gold. You got to have a gold heading. And, of course, the broadcast number is broadcast number 232. This is part number 16. And, of course, today is January 20th, 2020. Today we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And of course, I am posing a question. Throughout this series, I've been posing the question, how spiritually and biblically retarded is Jensen Franklin? How spiritually and how biblically retarded is the man? And listen, we would have to conclude that he is extremely retarded, both in the spiritual sense and in the biblical sense and in the academic sense. Oh, he's retarded. He's a retarded man. So now, as I have been doing in previous broadcasts, we've been looking at five pillars. I explained to you that in my listening to Jensen Franklin's sermon, I noticed that he built his entire sermon on five pillars of interpretation, which I have concluded by listening to him that they're all faulty. Every one of his pillars of interpretation makes his sermon just a smorgasbord of error. Because each one of the things that he says, these are five major things upon which his sermon stands. Five major points, if you will. Five major indicators that tells you where he's going in his sermon. But if you really analyze them, if you really look at them, there's no basis to this. There's no scriptural basis to any. Listen, not just any scriptural basis. His whole sermon is illogical. It doesn't stand on sound reason. Doesn't stand on any. Listen. His reasoning is so faulty so imbecilic, so asinine, that we have to do this series. And when you look at his poor church folk there listening to the sermon, and I got to tell you, that church was packed that day. That Free Chapel church there in Gainesville, Georgia, was just packed with people saying amen, praising God, high-fiving each other over every imbecilic, idiotic, moronic thing Jensen Franklin said. And that just goes to show you that the people there in Gainesville, Georgia, just love drinking Jensen Franklin Kool-Aid. They just love it. They grew up on it. They think that their pastor is some spiritual giant, when really he's nothing but a mental midget. And Franklin, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can call here at 516-418-5978. 516-418-5978. If you are an associate pastor of Jensen Franklin and you want to defend your pastor, I invite you to call the show. If you are a member of any one of the seven campus churches, if you are a Free Chapel Church member from any one of those seven locations and you want to defend your pastor, I would encourage you to call in. Whoever you may be, you may be Jensen Franklin's older brother, Richie, who graduated from Bible college. If you want to defend your baby brother, I invite you to call the broadcast at 516-418-5978. So not only can I kick your spiritual can, I'll kick your brother's can. I'll just have a field day with the two of you. So here we are in studio, and we're talking about, today we begin, faulty interpretation pillar number four. Faulty interpretation pillar number four. Okay, this is what Jensen Franklin claims. This is what he states in the sermon. And we're on page number 50. Page number 50, gold heading. And interpretation pillar number four goes something like this. Jensen Franklin claims that the malevolent spirit of Jezebel is giving birth today. Yes, even in 2019 when he preached the sermon, he claimed that Jezebel's malevolent spirit was giving birth to infant demons, whom the book of Revelation refers to as her children. That's right. When Jesus says in Revelation chapter 20 that he will kill, Jesus said, I will kill her children with death. Jensen Franklin claims that those entities being referred to as her children by Jesus are actually little demons, baby demons, who, by the way, will become adult demons if we Christians fail to kill them. That's what he claims. Now, again, this is straight out of the Twilight Zone. This is straight out of The Wizard of Oz. This is straight out of Hansel and Gretel. You pick a fairy tale. You pick a fairy tale, and Jensen Franklin's sermon point number four, is straight out of a fairy tale. And we were told in the Bible, the Apostle Paul and even the Apostle Peter reminded us and told us to stay away from Jewish fables, from pagan fables. We were told to stay away from stories that have no foundation in Scripture and stories that have no foundation in reason. We were told why, because they lead people away from the truth. So once again, Jensen Franklin claims that at one point in time, the woman that was married to King Ahab, who happened to be a human, actually died. And that afterwards, when she died and she transitioned into the afterlife, that the spirit part of her being became a fallen angel, became a wicked spirit, and that wicked spirit was some way, somehow getting pregnant He doesn't tell us who Jezebel was having sex with. He doesn't tell us how this spirit entity was able to conceive. He doesn't tell us who got her pregnant. He just tells us that she was given birth. She went from human being to spirit being. And that when she transitioned into spirit being, she got pregnant. And she was giving birth to baby demons at the church of Thyatira. Because her children in that verse referred to baby demons. And that even today in 2019, this same Jezebel, 2,000 years later, is still giving birth to baby demons, whom, by the way, unbeknown to you and unbeknown to me, we are entertaining them. We're actually feeding these creatures, housing these creatures, giving them shelter. This is what he claims. And that if we fail to kill them, these little infant demons will grow up into adulthood. Now, I know it sounds crazy, and you're saying, nah, you have to be making this up. You're putting words into Jensen Franklin's mouth, and I'm here to tell you, no, I am not. So let's go to the audio tape. You leave your outline there on page 50, and let's listen to the audio. And we are beginning at the 4 minute. That's where we're going to start. We're going to start at the 4 minute mark of Jensen Franklin's sermon. To be exact, it's the 4 minute, 6 second mark. 4 minutes, 6 seconds. And that's where we're going to begin. And we're just going to play it for about a few minutes. Because in a few minutes he makes the case. And again, if you need the outlines, email me right now, and I will get these over to you immediately, so that this way you can follow me during the broadcast. The email address is freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Free, and say, Brother Jones, please send me the outline. Please send me the outlines, because I want to follow you in today's show. And by the way, that's the same email address that you can use to request the Spirit of Python trilogy from me. I wrote a trilogy on Jensen Franklin's idiotic book, The Spirit of Python. I wrote Spirit of Python Dunce, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Spirit of Python Retard. If you want those three fabulous books, oh, they're going to open your eyes to Jensen Franklin's imbecilic teaching. If you want the three books, just email me again at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will send them to you immediately. All right. So here is Jensen Franklin at the 4-minute, 6-second mark. And now this is a videotape on YouTube that is 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 31 seconds long. Because there's different versions of this out there on YouTube. So you have to go to the broadcast that is 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 31 seconds long in order to listen to the audio tape that I am using during the broadcast. And it says here that it was streamed live on July the 28th, 2019, and currently it has over a quarter of a million people have watched this YouTube video alone, this one. We're not talking about the other versions, because there's other versions and they have tons of views also. This one has over a quarter. In fact, it has, to be exact, 265,000 views. 265,918 views. So here is Jensen Franklin pushing his imbecilic sermon, Jezebel's Children.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the angel of the church.
It it's twirling a little bit, which means that I'm having a little bit of an internet problem, but it should be back on shortly.
Church in Thyra, write. Thyra, write these things. Says, who's saying this? The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith. Your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel. I want all the women to relax because this is not that kind of a sermon. But because you allow that woman Jezebel, which is a reference to a spirit, really, who calls.
No, it is not. It is not a reference to a spirit. It's a reference to a woman.
Herself a prophetess to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Listen to this. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And then I want you to really focus in on this. Verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches, notice this now, the minds and hearts. Everybody say minds and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels. I'm going to give broken vessels power and authority to rule in mighty ways. I want to talk to you about something very different today that God laid on my heart that I believe is a word very much in season for our lives. I'm preaching today on Jezebel's children. We've all probably heard people refer to Jezebel, but I want to talk about that 23rd verse where he makes reference to Jezebel's children. And I believe the Lord is going to speak to us today. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation describe seven churches. And it is a picture and it gives the characteristics of what the end time church is going to be like. Seven stages of Christianity, seven prophetic churches. In most of those churches, there's things that Jesus himself compliments, and there's things that he confronts and combats. And there's certain characteristics of those churches. For example, the Laodicea church had the characteristic of being lukewarm. They were lukewarm. They were not hot. They were not cold. They were just lukewarm. And then the church of Philadelphia is one of the seven that he names, and it was a loving church. And Jesus complimented them and spoke to John and said, there will be the love of God is needed in every church like Philadelphia, the church of Philadelphia has. But it was according to the seven personalities and characteristics working through the seven churches. Lean in. I promise this is going to hit you right where you live in. He said, now, in the church of Thyatira, there is something that you have done right, but then he shifts the focus and he says, but I have something against you because you're allowing Jezebel to seduce and bring sexual immorality into the church and into people's lives. Jezebel was a reference that goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She was a woman who married Ahab, and she was exceedingly wicked and immoral. And even though she had been dead for over 1,500 years, maybe up to 1,800 years, she had been dead, her spirit was very much alive in a new generation. And notice what he said. He said she had children. Every generation, the spirit of Jezebel will produce children. And these spirits, if you entertain them, if you shelter them, if you feed them, they will grow up.
And if they grow up, then I'm pretty sure you can claim them as dependents in your tax returns.
That's why he said in the 23rd verse, her children have to die. Notice what he tied them to. You cannot allow them to dominate your mind. Did you catch it? They're after the reins of your mind and your heart to turn you away from God. And they come as small things, and if you feed them, shelter them, feed lust, shelter the characteristics that I'm about to give you concerning Jezebel, they will take over your mind, take over your heart, and destroy your life in every way. Jezebel has children. He's warning us. Jesus himself is warning the end time church that the predominant spirit that will come to the end time church will be Jezebel, and she will have children alive. Even though she's been dead for 18 years, she will have spiritual children, demonic spirits alive that will attack families, marriages, homes, men, women, and it's going to manifest in their minds and attack their minds and their hearts.
This guy must be under severe attack because his mind's not working. That must mean that Jezebel's children, they must have flooded his mind. They are living rent-free. They are living mortgage-free in the empty space between his two ears. That explains it.
A spirit that had certain characteristics of this woman in the Old Testament who was married to King Ahab. Jezebel was known for sexual immorality, lust, but not just lust physically, but lust for power. And she will reproduce children, Jesus warned. Now, let me give you some.
Okay, Jesus warned that she would have children. All right. Okay. So now, let's go back to our outline. Let's go back and let's look at faulty interpretation pillar number 4, because this is what Jensen Franklin claims, which is obviously erroneous. He claims that the malevolent spirit of Jezebel. Okay, now we've already shown you that when Jezebel died, Jezebel was a tripart human being, soul, body, and spirit. That her body was eaten by the dogs and pooped out on the ground. She was eaten by dogs. Whatever was not eaten by the dogs, her skull, her hands, and her feet were buried. But the rest of her was eaten by savage scavenger dogs. And then she was pooped out and she was deposited on top of the face of the earth. While her body went back to the earth, we are told in Scripture that when a person dies, their soul and spirit goes to God, and then God confines them. If they served God in this lifetime, they go to heaven. If they didn't serve God, their soul and spirit goes to a place of torment called Hades. That's where Jezebel is today. Her soul and spirit is still in this place of torment called Hades, awaiting the resurrection of the wicked dead, where her soul and spirit will be reunited to her body. God will take that body that has become disintegrated and God will reconstitute that disintegrated body. I can't wrap my head around that. You can't wrap your head around that. But God, who specializes in the impossible, he will take all disintegrated bodies of the wicked, reconstitute them, and reunite them to their original soul and spirit, who are now in Hades, and then they will stand before him in judgment. So Jezebel right now, yeah, her soul and spirit is alive, but it's in a prison. Jesus is the warden of that prison. He's the jailer and warden. We've already covered this. But Jensen Franklin wants us to believe that her spirit, the spirit part of Jezebel, is someone out there floating, free, experiencing free love, having babies galore, little baby demons, and that these baby demons are out to get our minds and our hearts, that they're in our churches today, that they're in our lives, and actually they get to live with us, and we get to feed them and cause them to grow, and we shelter them, we harbor them, we you know, they live under our roof, and, you know, that's what he claims. So, one, Jezebel is a demoness, and two, she's given birth to demon babies. Okay, so now, how do we begin to destroy pillar number two, or rather pillar number four? How do we destroy pillar number four? Well, we ask two critical questions. Who is the Jezebel in Revelation 2:20? Is she a human being, or is she a demoness? Who is she? Who is this Jezebel being referred to in Revelation 2:20? So let's go to a few sources. And, of course, as you can see, all of my sources are footnoted, so this way you can check out. So let's just use a series of Bible studies. Let's not get too technical. Let's not get too academic. Let's just use a few study Bibles. Okay, the first study Bible is the Ryrie study Bible. The Ryrie study Bible. Okay, now this is bullet point number one. As we discuss, who is this Jezebel of Revelation 20:20? And of course, we want to know, is she an actual human being, or is she a demoness, as Jensen Franklin claims? All right. So bullet point number one, it says, Jezebel, this false prophetess may actually have been called Jezebel. More probably, however, she was a well-known woman. See that? Dr. Ryrie doesn't call her a spirit. He calls her a woman. She was a well-known woman whose actions made her a contemporary counterpart of the notorious Jezebel of 1 Kings 16 and 21 and 2 Kings 9. So notice, Dr. Ryrie, a beloved and well-respected scholar to us all, calls her a woman, not a spirit, not a fallen angel, not a demoness, a woman, a simple woman. All right. Let's go to the Cultural Backgrounds Study Bible, the Cultural Backgrounds Study Bible. And I'm giving you different kinds of study Bibles so that you can see, you know, that pretty much the conclusions of all these scholars are the same. All right. It says, Jezebel, this is the nickname for a false prophetess, evoking the biblical Jezebel sin of turning Israel away from God, calls herself a prophet. The earlier Jezebel, referring to the one from King Ahab, was not a prophet, but she sponsored 850 false prophets and tried to kill God's true prophet. So who is this? What does the Cultural Background Bible tell us this person is? It's the nickname of a false prophetess. She's a false prophet, not a false spirit, not a false angel, not a demon, but a false prophetess who evokes the biblical Jezebel sin. She's a false prophetess. So Ryrie tell us it's a well-known woman, and the Cultural Background Study Bible tells us she's a false prophetess, not a fallen angel. All right. Let's turn to the NIV Zondervan Study Bible. What does it say? Okay, it says Jezebel, a false prophet who deceived church members by leading them into moral and religious compromise. Her symbolic name alludes to King Ahab's wife, who promoted unprecedented Baal worship, sorcery, and every evil in Israel. Okay, so the NIV Zondervan Study Bible tells us that it's a false prophet. That's it, not a false spirit. Okay, let's look at the Orthodox Study Bible. It says Jezebel, the false prophetess, is called Jezebel after Ahab's queen, who vigorously promoted idolatry in Israel. So once again, what is this person? A false prophetess. The Church of Thyatira has allowed a new Jezebel, a member of the Nicolaitan sect, to exert her influential prophetic leadership in the community, leading many of the faithful astray. She was a member, not of a demonic host, but a member of the religious sect known as the Nicolaitans, who promoted free love, sexual immorality. That's who she is. Please note, my brothers and sisters, none of these study Bibles, not one, has said she's a demon or a demoness. She's a false prophetess. The false prophetess is called Jezebel. She's a new false prophetess who, like the Jezebel of old, basically did the same thing in the New Testament dispensation. What the Old Testament Jezebel did, this new Jezebel was doing within the confines of the New Testament. All right, let's go to the Life Application Bible. The Life Application Bible. It says, Jezebel, a woman, not a demon, notice, not a demoness, not an evil spirit. Jezebel, a woman in the church in Thyatira, was teaching that immorality was not a serious matter for believers. Her name may have been Jezebel, or John, the author of Revelation, may have used the name Jezebel to symbolize the kind of evil she was promoting. It's a woman. Saints, it's a woman. Jesus told us she's a woman. All right. Now, moving from Bible study Bibles, now we move to Bible commentaries. The first one is Henry Morris's commentary on the book of Revelation. Henry Morris, okay. That's the next bullet point, Jezebel. Ephesus had not been duped by those who falsely called themselves apostles, but Thyatira had actually entrusted a position of teaching leadership to an immoral woman. To an immoral, not an immoral spirit or an immoral demoness, but an immoral woman calling herself a prophetess. Whether Jezebel was the actual or assumed name of this false prophetess, or merely a graphic appellation given her by Christ, the spiritual kingship with the Jezebel of old is clearly recognize the spiritual kinship with the Jezebel of old. In other words, the Jezebel of the Old Testament and this Jezebel were like two peas coming out of the same pot. So that if the Jezebel of the Old Testament was a pea in the human pod, and this new Jezebel shared spiritual kinship with the old Jezebel, meant she was human also. So once again, Mr. Henry Morris, in his commentary on Revelation, tells us that this person being referred to as Jezebel there in the Church of Thyatira is actually an immoral woman. Okay, let's go to William Newell's commentary on the book of Revelation, and it says, Jezebel, this reference in the local assembly was undoubtedly to a literal woman whom the Lord calls by the hated name of the seducing queen of Israel of long ago. Who was she? Undoubtedly a literal woman. It's a woman. Saints, it's a woman. It's not a spirit. It's a woman. All right. Let's go now to Kepler's commentary on the book of Revelation. Kepler says this, Jezebel, the main charge against Thyatira is toleration of false teaching. It is implied that the woman symbolized by Jezebel is some woman within the church who is teaching false doctrine. Notice that the woman, in quotes, symbolized by Jezebel, in quotes, is some woman, not some demon, not some false spirit, not some fallen angel, but is some woman within the church who is teaching false doctrine. Okay. So now, let us review Kistemaker's commentary on Revelation, and it reads like this. This is the next bullet point. Jezebel. This woman, not this demon, not this fallen angel, not this foul spirit, but this woman held an influential post in the church because she was a teacher. But her instruction was deceptive. She persuaded the church to engage in illicit sexual relations at the pagan temples and there eat the food that had been offered to an idol. No wonder that this woman, notice, not demon. No. How do we know it's a woman? Because we did this study before. The Greek word used here through in this letter to the church of Thyatira that refers to woman is gune. Gune can mean daughter. It can mean wife. It can mean widow. It could mean mother. This woman, as it says, no wonder that this woman is given the name Jezebel, because her namesake in the Old Testament persuaded Israel to worship Baal, the god of fertility, and Asherah, the goddess of fertility. So notice, every study Bible and every, and listen, I'm being brief here. I can give you, I kid you not, between study Bibles and commentaries, I can give you 100 quotes. None of them are going to change. It's all a woman. Every single one is a woman. The only numbskull, the only dimwit, the only nitwit, the only halfwit calling Jezebel a demoness, a spirit, is Jensen Franklin. No preacher in their right mind would call Jezebel in this text a spirit. None. But Jensen Franklin did. All right, let's go to letter B. Who are Jezebel's children in Revelation 2:23? Now remember, Jensen Franklin claims that the Jezebel here is actually a spirit and that she's having baby demons. Well, the Bible says she's a woman. She's a natural woman. So now you have to conclude. You would have to say that if it's a woman, because listen, when you go to the hospital to see, when I was a pastor, and I went to the hospital to see one of my female church members and her husband, and she had just given birth, when I went to the nursery, I didn't see a demon. I saw an actual baby. Actual humans give birth to actual babies. Okay, that's so now we have to conclude, as all the Bible scholars, as we have seen, have already concluded, that if Jezebel was a real woman, she had to give birth, or that these children being referred to are actually human beings. Okay, all right. So now Jensen Franklin claims, no, this Jezebel is a spirit, and her children are actually demons. Okay, well, let's find out, who are these children? So let me take you to Revelation chapter 2. I want to read Revelation chapter 2. I want to read the text to you, just so that you have some context. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 23, this is Jesus speaking, and he says, "And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every man according to," what? "His works." Okay? So now, I, Jesus, will kill her children with death. All right, so the question is, we've already discovered, we've already affirmed, there's no wiggle room here. There's no room for another interpretation. It has already been soundly established by the Word of God that the woman here referred to in Revelation 2:20, the woman being referred to as Jezebel, is actually a woman, not a demon. A woman. So we want to know now, who are this woman's children? Are they demons, as Jensen Franklin claims? And the obvious answer is no. But let's go to the scholars. All right. So once again, we turn to Ryrie. We look at the Ryrie Study Bible. And the Ryrie Study Bible says Jezebel's children equal her followers. That's who they are. They're her followers. They're her followers. Not her offspring. But actually her followers, her disciples. All right. Let's go to the Cultural Backgrounds Study Bible. Jezebel's children are presumably her disciples, perhaps members of house churches under her influence. Remember, the early church didn't have buildings. People met in houses. People met in homes. That's how the early church started. They had house churches. So, according to the Cultural Background Study Bible, Jezebel's children are presumably her disciples, not her spiritual offspring, as Jensen Franklin claims. Perhaps members of house churches who came under her influence. That's it. Simple. All right. Let's go now to the Orthodox Study Bible. It says, Jezebel's children, and I have it in bold because that's the way they have it. Those who commit adultery are those who accept the teaching of the false prophetess. Her children are her followers. Her children are what? Her followers. Okay. Let's look at the New Oxford Annotated Bible, the New Oxford Annotated Bible. It says, Jezebel's children, those who follow her, Jezebel's teaching. Okay. All right. So now, I want to go now to commentaries. Let's go to Henry Morris's commentary again, the Revelation record. The Revelation record. That's his commentary. All right. Who are Jezebel's children? Let's read. Jezebel's children. The children of Jezebel possibly included actual illegitimate children of her promiscuity. But the term more definitely refers to her converts. As Timothy was a son, in quotes, of Paul, 1 Timothy 1:2, in the faith, that's in quotes, so Jezebel had won many of her heathenistic brand of pseudo-Christianity. What did she do? She won many to her hedonistic brand of pseudo-Christianity, and they would share with her in the coming tribulation. To kill with death is an idiom denoting sure death by execution. So notice, not only is Jesus going to kill this Jezebel, but he's going to kill her children. These are people who went and followed her hedonistic. What's hedonistic? Well, when you roll in the mud, when you as a Christian take your life, or you as any human being take your life, and now you roll in sexual mud, that's hedonistic. That's to be a heathen. To be heathen is to be godless, is to reject God and his commandments and his laws and his statutes in his life, and is to do as the devil would have you to do, which is to roll in the mud. So, again, her followers are those who follow her teaching, and she was, well, you can live in sin, and it's okay with God. God doesn't, it doesn't, living in sin, be living with any way you want to, doesn't bother God. And that is a pseudo brand of Christianity, which today is very popular in the church. All right, let's go now to Newell's commentary on the book of Revelation, Jezebel's children. Her children, in quotes, are evidently those whom she seduced subtly into the wickedness described and who clung to her. See, they were devoted disciples. They were devotees. They were crazy about this woman's teaching. They loved her teaching. Why? Because it allowed them to live a life in sin. Those are her children, not demons. This is a woman. This is an actual woman, not a demoness. And her children are not little demons. That's impossible. All right, let's look at Kepler's commentary on Revelation. What does he say? Well, Jezebel's children, her children means the followers of her false teaching and immoral practices. And my brothers and sisters, listen, I can give you, look, I haven't even quoted Matthew Henry. I haven't quoted Matthew Poole. I haven't quoted Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown. I haven't gone to, I haven't gone to most commentary. I mean, my shelves are lined with commentaries on the book of Revelation. All I have to do is just give you a sample. I consulted everything I have on Revelation. Not one of these commentaries, not one, claims that Jezebel was a demoness and that her children were little demons. None. Jensen Franklin took a trip either in the Beatles' Yellow Submarine, or he took a trip to the Twilight Zone, spoke to Rod Sterling somehow, and came back with the notion that Jezebel's children are actually little demons. Because he didn't consult the book. He didn't consult the study Bible. He didn't consult the concordance or a Greek lexicon. He didn't consult the commentary. He didn't consult the Bible encyclopedia. He didn't consult the Bible dictionary. He went somewhere way out there in La La Land and came back with the notion that Jezebel's children are baby demons, when everybody else is saying, no, Jezebel's children are simply her followers in her hedonistic faith. So what does Kepler say? Kepler says her children mean the followers of her false teaching and immoral practices. All right, finally, Kistemaker's commentary on Revelation, Jezebel's children. He says, we see the parallel of the seducing woman and those seduced by her, the bed on which she suffers and the great distress her followers suffer. The woman Jezebel was reaping what she had sown. She was cast unto a bed of suffering that led to her eventual death, compared with 1 Corinthians 11:29-30. She was not given another opportunity to repent because she refused to listen. However, her followers, not her demonic offspring, not her baby demons, however, her followers who committed adultery and practiced idolatry in a pagan temple were given time to repent from their erring ways. As the agent who seduced them, the woman, not the demon, not the spirit, the woman receives the primary blame, while her followers are given time to repent. The parallelism in this passage suggests that we interpret the term children not literally but figuratively, for the children are the woman's followers. The same way that John Mark is called a son in the gospel to Peter, and the same way that Titus and Timothy are called sons in the gospel to Paul, this woman Jezebel, this actual false prophetess, also has her children, and they are called her followers. Conclusion. As we have discovered, Jezebel is a wicked woman and not a wicked demoness. As we have discovered through this study, Jezebel is a wicked woman and not a wicked demoness. And her children are not demon offspring, but gullible individuals she duped, she tricked, she seduced into following her. Plain and simple. That's it. So again, what is interpretation pillar number four? Jensen Franklin claims that the woman referred to as Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is not really a woman. She's really a demon. She's really a spirit. And then he claims that her offspring are little baby demons. My brothers and sisters, any sane Bible scholar, any reputable student of the Bible would know better. This is not a demoness, but a woman. And these are not baby demons, but simply gullible followers. We're going to leave it there. I'm going to be back tomorrow because we only need one more broadcast to do away with pillar number four. After tomorrow, we begin pillar number five. We begin our assault on pillar number five. We're going to leave it there. Now, please remember, saints, to tell other people about this series. And even if they start late, you know, all of these shows have been archived. So I can send them all the outlines, and they can go back to broadcast number one, part one, and start listening to that broadcast. And, you know, maybe in a month or so they can catch up to what we're doing. But please tell others about this broadcast, because I'm almost sure that the same nonsense that Jensen Franklin was teaching at his church, I'm almost sure that your pastor may be teaching some of the same at your church. My brothers and sisters, it is time to wake up to sound biblical truth. It is time, my brothers and sisters, to be Bereans. It is time to search the scriptures. In addition to searching the scriptures, it's time to search a concordance. It's time to search a study Bible. It's time to search a Bible dictionary, a Bible encyclopedia. In other words, my brothers and sisters, it's time to go to the library and see if what your pastor is saying is actually so. God bless you, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow.